It's a lasting tribute to Rosa Parks, known as the mother of the U.S. Civil Rights Movement. Dignitaries gathered to unveil a nearly 3-meter-tall bronze sculpture of Parks in the U.S. Capitol's Statuary Hall. It honors the African-American woman who changed American history in 1955 when she refused to move to the back of a segregated bus.
We celebrate a seamstress, slight in stature, but mighty in courage. She defied the odds, and she defied injustice.
President Obama paid tribute to her courage.
Rosa Parks' singular act of disobedience launched a movement, and that is why this statue belongs in this hall. To remind us, no matter how humble or lofty our positions, just what it is that leadership requires, just what it is that citizenship requires.
Let our rejoicing rise.
It's the first full-size statue of an African-American woman in the Capitol. It recognizes Parks' signature achievement, her rejection of racial segregation in the South in the 1950s. Congressman James Clyburn says Parks holds a rightful place among the other titans of American history also on display.
This statue forever ordains Rosa Parks' status as an icon of our nation's struggles to live out its declaration that we are all created equal.
Parks made history in Montgomery, Alabama in December 1955 when she refused to move to the back of the bus and give her seat to a white passenger. She was jailed, charged, and fined. At the time, laws in the South required racial separation in buses, restaurants, and public accommodations. Her action inspired a citywide bus boycott by blacks, and it spawned nationwide efforts to end segregation. In 1991, Parks told VOA she was motivated by a simple belief.
I always believed in the golden rule, treat others as you wish to have them treat you, and I think that's a good rule to live by.
Parks minister, Dr. Martin Luther King, joined her cause and helped organize the bus boycott, which lasted a year until the Supreme Court struck down segregation.
The long-awaited mandate from the United States Supreme Court concerning bus segregation came to Montgomery. That segregation in public transportation is both legally and sociologically invalid.
The Parks statue was authorized by an act of Congress in 2005 after she died. Now this recognition at the U.S. Capitol ensures that her life and legacy will live on.
Let us march on.
Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.